The reaction of people here is that they think what is happening is an unlawful amendment of the Constitution. First, because the Constitution we have right now provide for the means to change or amend Constitution, and this way is not followed. Second, it is the way of referendum that can change completely the Constitution and the regime. This path also is not followed by a parliamentarian, and the parliamentarian are normally at the end of their term since December 2023. They cannot decide to amend the Constitution because they don't have normally this power anymore. Unfortunately, this is what happened, and people are not happy at all.
Some religious groups and some civil society groups are calling on the president not to sign this amendment passed in parliament. Do you foresee this happening? Is the president going to listen to them from where you stand?
I cannot tell you what the president is going to do, but according to the comments I'm hearing here, I don't think that there will be a positive issue regarding the position of the church leaders. I think they are playing their role, but I don't think that there will be a positive reply or positive answer to their request. Unfortunately, this is what it is.
The opposition, I understand, fears that this could become another avenue for President Paul Nyasengbe to extend his grip on power, for him to stay in power for a long time to come. Do you think their fears are legitimate?
Yes, this fear is legitimate because, you know, parliamentarian regime, you don't have a limitation of terms. You don't have. You can run as long as you can have a majority in parliament. You can run. This system is in Israel, England, which is the country of birth of this regime. We have it in Germany. You don't have, like in a presidential regime, a limitation to 2 terms. So it is clear that as long as a party can have majority in a parliament, its leader can run for the position of chief of government, of chief of executive for all the time.
Some people are saying the situation is tensed at the moment. What do you think can be done to bring down the temperature politically?
Currently, something is happening that could have happened before the changing of the Constitution. Is a discussion that one of the members of the regime has called. Myself, I was supposed to be there. Unfortunately, I have my child who went to hospital this morning, so I could not be there to discuss. This discussion could have been held before the amendment of the Constitution so that the regime or people can explain to the population that this is the reason why we want to change the Constitution. This is what the new Constitution is about. But unfortunately, once again, the right path was not followed. I think that maybe this decision can cool down the situation a little bit. But at the end of the day, as far as the amendment was adopted already, and that this text will be promulgated by the president, definitely there will be tension between the politician and the population and our leaders.